जय विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टतरचतशी श्रीमान शील एसी भक्तिवेदांत गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गराधा श्री वासुदेव गौर भक्त वृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्णा गोप गोपिना श्याम कुंद राध कुंद गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। सामवेद भक्त वृंद की जय। इताई गौर प्रेमानंदी हरि। All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhuchare Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamitanaya Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachari Visesha Sunyavadi Pastachari Shatari.
Okay, so welcome everybody to Bhagavad Gita. Bhattaji, will you be opening the curtains, please? Thank you very much. So, let's invoke auspiciousness with the invocation. So, we can read this from page one. And does everybody know the first two verses that we have, the prayers to Srila Prabhupada? Could somebody get for Raj so that he's got the verses? Tashya Prabhu, you know the first two verses, the lines, the prayers to Prabhupada that we sing? Okay, if you've got a couple of copies there, Ashok Prabhu, could you help find them, please, Prabhu? Hare Krishna. Okay, and then... Because these are two prayers to Srila Prabhupada, that actually you won't find it in the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. Shri Shri Panchatattva ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamitanaya. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pachami Nivasesha Sunyavadi Pasyachari Shri. And the principle is that when we study, the first business in even carrying out one's studies or carrying out the result of one's studies is to offer prayers to the spirit, to the teacher, to the spiritual master. So in this way we see that Arjuna and the Pandavas also on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, their first business was to salute their teacher Dronacharya. So either we do doing our service or we're studying. Both cases, we try to offer respects to the spiritual master. This is the proper way to begin our service. So just like in the morning, we can wake up and recognize, yes, I'm a servant of Krishna. How is this possible? By the grace of Srila Prabhupada, I'm discovering in my life that I'm a servant of Krishna. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Like that. So we offer our obeisances. So, do we find copies of the prayers for Raj and Tasha?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So let's start with those two, and then we'll go on to the invoke auspiciousness with these prayers also, which are on page one.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pasyachadi Shatarine Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chakshuram Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svaparantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Ditam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Ditam Sja He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorange Radhe Vrindavaneshwale Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Devacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasudeva Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Very good. So, how many of us? 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Okay, 11 is a good number. This is very nice. Good. So, where did we get up to last week?
Verse 9.
Okay, chapter 1, text 9. Oh. Okay. So, we were reading about how Duryodhan is describing having tried to sum up the situation and instill a serious focus of attention for Drona and Bhishma and all the other warriors on his battlefield to sum up what is the strength, what is the measure of the strength of the Pandavas and their armies. And then now he's encouraging, in his diplomatic way, all the members of his own team by describing the most significant persons in the proper order so none of them feel slighted. Oh, well, why was he mentioned before me? This is human nature. It's very difficult. And in this way, he's actually describing the situation to ascertain some good clues as to the strategy that they must adopt. One is that they shouldn't underestimate the strength of the enemy, because it's already proved to be a big surprise to Duryodhan how, even though they had no money, all the armies and all the wealth were all in the hands of Duryodhan, who is described as being the king. So the king, he's got all the dough. You know, he's the rich man. But the Pandavas, they had nothing. They were exiled, they had no kingdom, they were deprived of their wealth. So they're relying on friends and family, actually, to come forward and support them through difficult situations. So they're a very limited army, but still, nevertheless, surprisingly, very formidable. So now, in text 9, he's described how everyone has actually come there to die. Actually, he's made this point. Let's read this point. There's some very nice points here. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Did we actually read text 9 last time? You weren't here, were you, Jayananda?
Yes, we read it.
We read text 9. Okay. So, let's read text 10 then.
aparyaptam
aparyaptam
tad asmakam
asmakam
aparyaptam tadasmakam
aparyaptam tadasmakam
balam
balam
bhishma birakshitam
bhishma birakshitam
balam bhishma birakshitam
balam bhishma birakshitam
paryaptam
paryaptam
tu idam etesham
etesham
paryaptam tvidam etesham
paryaptam tvidam etesham.
Or perhaps we should do it paryaptam tvidam ete. Hang on. Paryaptam tvidam ete. Paryaptam tvidam ete. Yeah. Paryaptam tvidam etesham.
Paryaptam tvidam etesham.
Balam.
Balam.
Bhima birakshitam.
Bhima birakshitam.
Balam bhima birakshitam.
Balam bhima birakshitam.
Aparyaptam tadasmakam
aparyaptam tadasmakam
balam bhishma bhirakshitam
balam bhishma bhirakshitam
paryaptam tridam etesham
paryaptam tridam etesham
balam bhima bhirakshitam
balam bhima bhirakshitam.
And when they do the same
aparyaptam tadasmakam
aparyaptam tadasmakam
balam bhishma abhirakshitam
balam bhishma abhirakshitam
paryaptam ta idam itisam
paryaptam tvidam nitesham
balam bhima abhirakshitam
balam bhima abhirakshitam
aparyaptam tadasmakam
balam bhishma virakshitam
paryaptam tvidam
etesham
balam
bhima virakshitam. Anyone else? Right?
Aparyaptam tat asmakam
aparyaptam tat asmakam
balam bhishma virakshitam
balam bhishma virakshitam
paryaptam tva idam etesham
paryaptam tva idam etesham
balam bhima virakshitam
balam bhima virakshitam. Aparyaptam,
aparyaptam,
immeasurable,
immeasurable,
tat,
tat,
that,
that,
asmakam,
asmakam,
of ours, balam,
balam,
strength,
strength,
bhishma,
bhishma,
by grandfather Bhishma,
by grandfather Bhishma,
abhirakshitam,
abhirakshitam,
perfectly protected,
perfectly protected.
Paryaptam,
paryaptam,
limited,
limited
to but idam, all this, etesham,
etesham,
of the Pandavas, balam, strength,
bhima,
by bhima,
abhirakshitam,
carefully protected. Our strength is immeasurable, and we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma, whereas the strength of the Pandavas, carefully protected by Bhima, is limited. So responsibly, please. Our strength is immeasurable.
Our strength is immeasurable.
And we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma.
And we are perfectly protected by Grandfather Bhishma.
Whereas the strength of the Pandavas,
whereas the strength of the Pandavas,
carefully protected by Bhima,
carefully protected by Bhima,
is limited.
Is limited.
Purport. Herein, an estimation of comparative strength is made by Duryodhana. He thinks that the strength of his armed forces is immeasurable, being specifically protected by the most experienced general, Grandfather Bhishma. On the other hand, the forces of the Pandavas are limited, being protected by a less experienced general, Bhima, who is like a fig in the presence of Bhishma. But at the same time, he was confident of his victory on account of the presence of Bhishma, who was a far superior general. Oh, sorry.
You missed one.
Yes, I did indeed. Well spotted. Duryodhan was always envious of Bhima, because he knew perfectly well that if he should die at all, he would only be killed by Bhima. But at the same time, he was confident of his victory on account of the presence of Bhishma, who was a far superior general. His conclusion that he would come out of the battle victorious was well ascertained. So here we see that Prabhupada is pointing out that there is the material estimation, because by material estimation, the Pandavas didn't stand a chance. Because as far as Duryodhan was concerned, Bhima, he didn't have a very good brain. He was always envious of Bhima. And he was the commander-in-chief of the Pandavas' army. So Bhishma Dev, on the other hand, was not only very intelligent, he was learned in so many subjects, but he was also a very experienced general, very powerful. He had got so much fighting experience, and he was practically unconquerable. And there were so many factors on Bhishma Dev's side that made it very unrealistic that the Pandavas could possibly win. Actually, it couldn't really happen. But still, he was shocked. So sometimes when you're in that position, you can imagine, well, you have to reassure yourself, well, the enemy's nothing. But actually, we shall see. But he's already made his point that all the warriors here are already ready to lay down their lives for my sake, because when it comes to a fighting situation, what do you do if you're in a fight to the death? Either you win and live, or you lose and you die. And that's the business of fighting. It's a fight to the death. It's very serious stuff. So they'd all come there. In fact, knowingly or unknowingly, they'd all come there to die. All the hundreds of millions of warriors. So there are some nice points which we can draw from Burijan Prabhu's commentary on this, because he's done some very nice study to try and draw some of the points together. And I also want to draw some of the points that Prabhupada mentions in the Bhagavatam about some of these personalities on the battlefield, so we can get the situation. Observing the armies, just who's who. Because in the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada explains in one of his classes that actually he hasn't brought in all the information about who's who. That's like a separate book. And in fact, there is a separate book called The Personalities of the Mahabharata, because each of them is an extraordinary personality in their own right. Just like, for example, if I introduce Ashok and say, well, he's a young man, and you know, he's single, and he's very adept in electronics, he's studying in this way and that way, I can say a few sentences about him, but actually there's a whole lot more about his life that we just don't know about. So what to speak of these extraordinary personalities who were assembled on the Battle of Kurukshetra? The Mahabharata goes into some extraordinary detail about them. And some detail Prabhupada gives us here and there to help us get the flavor and get the understanding about the qualities and characteristics of these great personalities. So I'll come to that, at least on two of these persons in just a minute. Ashok Prabhu.
So is this book by Prabhupada?
No, it isn't a book by Srila Prabhupada, but it's a reference book which Prabhupada referred to in one of his lectures. So I haven't seen it. But he's given us a lot of information here and there, dotted around in purports in the Bhagavatam places. You find there's some real juicy insights as to some of these personalities and why, for example, the enmity is there so strongly, or the friendship is there so strongly between certain persons that they have to have a fight to the death. Because if you see two people who are ready to,